just a big voice.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
That's Blancmange, Don't Tell Me. My favourite Blancmange track, that is. And on the line right now, I've got Neil Arthur from Blancmange. Good afternoon, Neil.
How are you going on?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm doing some work in the studio, getting ready for the next tour and writing some stuff for another album and what have you. So keep myself out of mischief.
You just don't stop. You're a workaholic, are you?
I do enjoy the creative process.
Yes. You've got it out, and then on to the next project.
I'm lucky enough to be involved in not just Blancmange, but the Fader project and Near Future, and a few others as well, which will be coming to fruition, and hopefully people will get to hear about them in the next few months, a year or so.
Well, that's good, because we'll be talking about it here at Phoenix FM as well. We'll be playing the new single, I Smashed Your Phone, which I think is a great track, and a great title for a track as well, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, there you go, topically.
Oh, very.
I'm sure there's a few times when you felt like smashing your own, if not somebody else's, but anyway, there we go.
I've dropped mine a few times. I've smashed an iPad and a couple of phones, but there's a few people's phones I've wanted to smash. So, I think it's a great title for this era. It really is. And
there's a remix coming out of that as well, which is by Kincaid.
Oh, wow.
And Kincaid and I have been working together on another project called Big Fat Head, which is coming your way quite soon. and I'm very proud of it. Not just because of the music that we've created, but really because I've had the opportunity to work with my son. Kincaid is my son.
Oh, wow. How
and
nice is
lovely,
that?
A lovely thing to be able to do, and so it's his release, and I've collaborated with him on it.
Oh, so that's good.
Watch out for that one as well, and he's done the remix for this song that you're about to play.
So how did, if you don't mind me asking, how did your son get into music? Is it because of your love of music, it's sort of filtered down through to him, or has he always shown a flair for being within music?
I tried to persuade him to do something else, but for his own health, and because there's too much competition already. No, it was something he's been involved in for a number of years, actually, and it was something he wanted to do. He's also very keen on his art. He initially went to art college, like his mum and dad did, and then the music took its course, and so he's doing that now. And as I said, I'm very proud to have the opportunity to work with him. He goes under the name Kincaid. So
that's nice when you can collaborate with your children like that. That is, I think it's great when somebody like that happens. Unfortunately, my ex-wife, the fact that I'm a singer and I'm a DJ as well, my ex-wife, the first thing she said was, our kids will not follow in your footsteps. And that's why I think she's my ex-wife. But my children are talented, but they've made a path for themselves, and I'm proud of them. But if they ever wanted to come into music, I'm sure I'd be as proud as you are at the moment.
Each to their own. As I said initially, I said, don't do anything other than music, because it's a weird business.
Yeah.
If you're drawn to do something, yeah, that's what you do, and you've got to, you kind of don't step in the way, you know, help people along the way if they're trying to express themselves, you know, as best you can.
Well, that is the best thing to do.
Let them find themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Without a doubt. So, how long's Blancmange been going now as a band?
We started in 1978.
Wow. Was that pre-electronic, or was that at the start of the electronic stuff?
Yeah, well, we just we didn't use synthesizers at the beginning. It was trying to make things that we already owned or borrowed sound like synths, I think. Our first EP, if anybody's managed to get their hands on that, I think there were 1,000 copies pressed, Iron and Mavis, would give you an indication of what we sounded like in the early days. And that those six or so tracks on there are the less experimental, as we say, of what we did in the early days. And then gradually we started formulating more structured songs, but the electronics stayed with us.
Oh, lovely.
And then obviously we, you know, were able to either borrow or basically borrow synths, and eventually bought a few of our own to create the music on.
And then, well, the hits started coming after that, though, didn't they?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have a few. So, yeah, it was good fun. And I've got to say that what I do now, I enjoy. I'm not looking to, and I wouldn't expect to be, you know, a hit record. That won't happen. But what I am happy about is the fact that I get to make music, release it, and people come and see us play, and some people buy the material that we release, and I get to work on various collaborative projects with some fantastic musicians like Benj Edwards and Jez Bernotz, and several others that will be coming your way in the not too distant future.
Yes, you are. Projects. You're coming our way in April. You're doing Southend Chinneries on.
Yeah, I played there before actually.
On the 26th. I've never been there. It's on the doorstep, and I've never been there.
Get yourself down there.
Unfortunately, we've got a wedding that night.
You won't be there then.
I'm out with the band. I'd love to have been there. I really would have. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've got a gig that night. Otherwise, I would. I'd be on the doorstep going, I've seen them, and I'm coming to see them again. And then you're at the Under the Bridge in Chelsea the next day. That's Saturday the 27th.
Yeah, that's at Chelsea Football Ground. That's not the team I support, but the the venue we're playing at is amazing.
It's a great little venue. I've been there.
Yeah, great sound in there.
Yes, it's nice.
Even when we play,
the acoustics are good. Oh no, you have a great sound too, Neil. You really do. Now I'm going to ask a little cheeky question. I heard a rumour that you got the Egyptian was it tourist board to pay for one of your videos for for Living on the Ceiling. Is that right?
No, they didn't pay for it.
As I said, it was a rumour, and I thought I'm going to ask him anyway because I want to get it down and get it on record, one way or another.
No, they didn't pay for it. What they did was they were very very helpful when we were making the video.
Oh right.
So in conjunction with London Records. And the director, Clive Richardson, they were very helpful in getting us to places and providing staff to help us make make it possible to do it. It's a very quick shoot, and it was a, I think it was a toss up between that and Canberra Sands.
Yeah, I know where I'd rather have gone.
Yeah, well, I like Canberra Sands, but I haven't been to Egypt, so, you know, it was an opportunity, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, you've got to take those opportunities. The new album is Wanderlust,
mm-hmm.
and it's been out since the end of last year, is that right?
That's right, we're doing stage two of the promotion now. We did quite a big tour last year, and we're just doing the second leg now.
That's good. And how many dates have you done so far?
Oh, no, I haven't started yet.
Oh, right, I see.
It's we don't start till April.
So, oh, right, so that's the first. It's coming out fresh.
Oh, I'm just doing the stretches.
Yeah, I know. Just warming up before you get out on that little run.
Yeah,
which
that's
all kicks off in Bedford, I think, isn't it? Yes, Bedford in Esquires.
And as you said, Chinner is down in Southend and London, the bridge, and then we've got dates in Sheffield and Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, and a few.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then after that, I'll be back in the studio recording another album.
Wow. Well, hopefully you'll get time to come and talk to us about that one when it comes out.
Brilliant.
So if people want to find out more about the new stuff that you're doing, where can they go?
You can find out about us on our website, which is blonge.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and which have regular updates. So I think that's the best way.
Awesome. That's great. Well, look, good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much.
We're gonna play the sync there. We're gonna play a lot out of the sync because it's like the old stuff, but it's just a relevant and current song. If you don't mind me saying so, it's like going back to the original stuff, but it's really relevant for this era.
Back to the future.
Yes, so to speak.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
You're more than welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Neil. And have fun on the tour, and don't tie yourself limbering up, will you?
Oh, no. We'll make sure you've got to enjoy it.
Oh, yes. That's it. It's all about the fun as well as making the music. This is Blancmange, and I smashed your phone here on Phoenix FM.
In an Arthur's Seat Bar.